call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes, thank you.
Move to approve the agenda, please.
A second?
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the May 27, 2021 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there are any revisions, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, we have an item of additional business this evening to advance our ongoing partnership with our friends from the Delaware Department of Transportation and in accordance with our land use plan and our memorandum of understanding. They are here this evening to speak with us about the fiscal year 2023 capital transportation program.
Hello, commissioners. It is an honor to be here. Jennifer Sinelli Miller from DelDOT Planning to present. My supervisors did a presentation to county council, and Jamie and I had thought it would be essential to also make sure you all know where we are in the planning process for the next CTP, especially since now we're not doing them every year, it's every 2 years. So that change has been very helpful for our planning processes. And as you'll see, it's been extremely helpful for Sussex County as well.
I think it's very important to point out that she mentioned that her supervisor did a presentation for county council. We get the person that actually knows what's going on.
This has got to be a team effort. I mean, this is an agency-wide process, so because it goes from us to the decision lens team to the finance team to the federal government, so we all are hands-on with this. So the agenda for this is that it's the funding updates I'm going to show you. I wanted to make sure we kind of covered some of the impacts that the COVID had on our collection of fees, whether we're tolls or DMV fees. As you can see, over $6 million in COVID expenses from the department alone. The revenue losses totaled over $181 million. We received $214 million from the federal stimulus, but it just basically was mostly covering the expenses we lost, or the fees that we've lost, the income we've lost. We do a breakdown for you for the CARES Act, the CRISA Act, and then the American Rescue estimates that are coming in. We did some debt relief and to keep projects kind of going through COVID, because we really wanted to take advantage of the fact that there was less cars on the roads to get stuff done. We kind of sold off some bonds and made sure everything kept rolling and through the entire pandemic. So that was good news. Yep, we're good. This basically breaks down the sources of funds, which is almost $1 billion. And you can see that our largest sources of funds come from DMV and then also federal funding. That's why I think people don't understand, like, sometimes those projects seem to come, you know, so long in the process, but it's mostly because of the federal process we have to adhere to takes a long time to get there. So that's so that we can get all that money from the federal government. So. And then here's some of our uses of funds. We spend state capital, federal capital. We do debt service, the operating expenditures, and then DTC, which of course is our DART system that runs through the state. Here's the revenues from prior years and then projected out to FY26. You can see kind of in 2019 then to 2020 where the drop occurs. We build back up, but we don't really reach full recovery until FY23. As of right now, obviously this is all pending on what the federal government decides with their plans. This is where you see kind of what our revenues come from and where kind of the motor fuel tax really has been flat. It's not something that's increasing or really giving us a huge benefit. Obviously, DMV revenues are the highest, and then of course our toll roads, which we don't have as many as some other states would have for toll roads. So this is where we are in the process. So all the ideas come in from, as you know, Newcastle and Kent do it very differently. They have MPOs that fully cover their county. You all have us doing the non-metropolitan part, and then there's a small Salisbury-Wicomico part that covers for that area. you guys did the public process, you collected information from the general public on, you know, as far as what projects they want to see come into the CTP. So now we're drafting the program. Here's the candidate list, kind of, we'll go through it kind of a little more detail, but big, big list that we submitted here. I believe it's nine projects that are submitted for Sussex County alone to be prioritized. Yep, we're good. I'm going to start with the grade separated interchanges along Route 113. We listened to our project development team, who said that we probably need to reorganize the projects along this corridor only because there's been development in some areas and not others. So something like, let me think what it is. So something like Redden Road might not be as high a priority as Avenue of Honor, just because of what's occurred in those areas since this study was done. But those three will be moving forward into the decision lens process. The next one is Redden Road improvements. So I'm not sure if you're aware, I launched a whole nother study, Coastal Corridors, and we did public workshops, I believe, in March. And one of the things we identified through that study was some fatalities on Redden Road. And we realized there's kind of pinch points there where traffic is crossing lines, not stopping at stop signs, and causing some serious problems and concerns out there. So this is now submitted to the CTP for roadway safety improvements. Westline Road and SR 54. We have had multiple requests for this. This came directly from the county as a submission to make improvements at this intersection. This is a potential roundabout candidate. We're going to run it through decision lens, but with the different pots of money we have for CTP, it could end up in a safety program or other pot of money. So Falling Point Road at Vines Creek on SR 26, same thing, direct county submission, complaints about the way the roads are laid out in that area with traffic coming down 26. Some people try to do the shortcut and get around it. So another potential roundabout candidate. These are coming directly from the Henlopen TID recommendations. Mulberry Knoll Road extended. We are looking at running an extension from, is it SR 24 up to Route 9, which would then intersect at the Vineyards location with a signal. That has been laid out in the Henlopen TID. It was also cited for the 5-point study recommendations. So that study is moving forward. I think we're looking to have to come out to the public with something this fall. Another Henlopen TID recommendation was Shady Road improvements from Plantation Road to SR1. As you know, this runs right behind not just Lowe's, but also our transit center that we just put in. So we're looking to do improvements for bike ped and making sure that people can access our transit center safely. Again, Postal Lane improvements from the TID. We made improvements from Route 1 to Bethpage Drive and from what comes down, Plantation, to Linden Drive. So we're going to close that gap with the safety and improvements for bike ped. And then here's our next steps. So right now, they're getting evaluated through the project prioritization process. In August, our finance team is going to draft the CTP, and they're going to release it to the Council on Transportation, who will then approve the draft. So that's before we do anything else. Once we have a draft CTP, we're going to come back to you guys and just kind of run through not just the ones that got selected, how they ranked, but also a solid project status update for all of our CTP stuff for Sussex. I'm sorry?
With a timeline?
Yep. We should have timelines by then. Now, understand all of the projects I just covered will be programmed into the out years, unless there's something that indicates they need to move along faster. And one of the things I think that was brought up at council was once that's done, you all can then decide on whether or not to implement the FAST Act to advance a project.
And these are projects that are going to be added to the CTP.
Correct. This is getting added.
So these aren't ones that are already in the pipeline.
No. Unfortunately, so we usually do a big update once a year. So we're breaking it down a little bit. We kind of had some issues with the budgeting process in Lake Hall this year. So we had people who were over at Lake Hall instead of able to come down with us. So come August, late August, early September, we'll be back to you guys with the full update. So apologize for that. But then, obviously, August, September, we do our regular public hearings. As of right now, we are looking potentially at having a hybrid model for that. That hasn't been finalized. I'm working on an IT team with that as well to try and make sure that people can see it virtually as well as in person. December is when the COT does their hearing comment review, and then they vote to release it in February, and it goes to the federal government for approval. So any other questions?
I do have a question.
Sure.
It might not be your department at
all.
That's
okay.
I was in Maryland last weekend taking my daughter to college in some back roads place. And on the way there, I noticed all of their utilities were 20 feet off the road. So this road was a little country road, but someday it might need to be expanded, and they didn't have to move the utilities. Is there something we need to do in Delaware to kind of get that in place, that this could start happening here?
So that is an Office of State Planning question, but from what I've been told, that happened a long time ago, and they was that was something that should have been done kind of then.
Oh, I understand that.
Right, no, I mean, like, but yeah, it's something that the Maryland State Planning Office decided, I think it was like back in the 90s, that they would start doing that, especially with their smaller kind of country, like you said, country back roads. They were making sure that they kind of locked that down. It was something that also, where I lived in Howard County, most of the power lines were underground, right? Like nothing was, there were no poles, so they didn't have that challenge. But yeah, so it's something we can look at doing for sure. If we're moving utilities, that conversation probably needs to happen.
Right. That's, I just, you know, it's like I'm driving down Route 9, I don't know, however many years ago, and they were, I saw them putting in sewer and moving things, and I was like, why are they doing it next to the road? This is a road that, you know. I just keep having these questions. And
no, those are good questions. But no, Office of Planning knows a lot more about that topic and when that was done, because it has come up in conversation before.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Sure.
Is all of your information available online?
Not yet.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
The CTP information is online.
Oh, the current CTP
yeah.
is online. The draft isn't done yet. Once the draft is done, so around the time we come back to you in August, late August, early September, it'll all be online.
Okay.
Yep, it'll be in draft.
Right. I'm just saying that because I don't want, you know, folks here watching online to think that these are the,
yeah, no.
the only things in the CTP. There's a list of things that are already in effect that are already
absolutely
in the works or soon to be in the works that precede these that you just went through.
Absolutely. And actually, just today, I sat down with our Planner 5, Anson Gock, and we did a full website CTP website update. We submitted it to DTI, so stay tuned. Hopefully, that'll be a lot more user-friendly, and you'll be able to find information on there a lot more quickly.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
All righty. We thank you. Okay, moving on to other business. Our first item of other